Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That music means it's time for Donnie's Balls. Donnie's Game Balls from the Steelers 23-9 win over the Browns. And this segment is brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. The fan beer of the month is Black and Gold Brewing's Black and Gold Lager. Supports young adult cancer survivors. Let's get right to it. Another three Steeler game ball day.
You think I snuck a Browns player on there?
I can't.
PFF just got to you. Miles Garrett's in there. Just because.
Why? Did they give Garrett a great grade?
Of course they did.
They did. What a joke.
Okay. Gave him a great grade. Gave Jones a terrible grade. I believe he outgraded Watt.
No.
Yeah, what about Herbig?
Hold on.
Please tell me he outdid Herbig, too.
So TJ Watt's defensive grade. No, he did not outdo Herbig. Herbig had a 94. Watt had an 87.
94.
Okay. Yeah, Herbig had a ridiculous grade. Oh, no. Okay. I'm wrong. Call off the dogs.
Wrong.
Garrett had a 77, so he was considerably below Watt, but he was still their second highest graded defender.
All right, Donnie, I don't think you're
going to
fall
Bush
for that.
Devin Bush right behind him. Maybe
no
Devin
way.
Bush deserves it.
He actually did make some tackles.
He deserves it.
He always piles up the tackles.
I was waiting for him to get run over by
somebody.
He had
like 15 when he played for the Seahawks.
All right, Don. I have my three ball winners written down. Let's see if things match up, starting with the bronze medal third ball.
I feel like we're actually going to differ a little bit. Okay. In this one. I gave Darnell Washington my third.
So did I.
Man. I thought we'd be off right out of the gate here.
Uh-uh.
I mean, I know that the numbers statistically, it's not like he, you know, jumped off the page or anything. He had 3 for 62. Just what he provides them so much in the run game. He really keeps the defense honest because he's turned into a true pass game threat. So it's not just that foregone conclusion, oh, this guy's in the game, they're going to run the football. But
which
he is
how
like,
they baited the Browns into coming up to stop the run on the first play and leaked him out of there for a big catch.
Yeah, and he's an extra offensive lineman to them when they want him to be. He can be an extra target in the pass game when they want him to be. And the stat about the 40-plus snaps and they're 7-0, I mean, there's something to that.
Here is Tomlin on it, Mulsey. Sorry.
You know, we've been very transparent about Darnell's role. We play 4-3 teams, man. We need a guy that looks like those 4-3 ends. It's a major component of our run game. Can't say enough about his efforts and also Spencer Anderson. You know, their weight classes in combat sports for a reason. They got big people out in that C and D gap area. And so do we when we deploy those two guys and it really gives us a fighting chance.
Malzi?
I mean, look like 4-3 defensive ends. My God, are the 4-3 defensive ends all Julius Peppers?
He's the biggest guy on the team, I think, other than Y.A. Black.
The guy is like, he's taller than Y.A. Black, though. He's legitimately
he's a monster,
giant,
man.
Dude.
He's 6'7".
When he's in the huddle, you think he's their left tackle. You think he's Jonathan Ogden.
Didn't Devin Bush try to tackle him at one point on one of his plays? I wanted to see that. I needed to see 5'10.5" Devin Bush trying to take out the big oak tree.
Most explosive receiving game of his career. Got targeted 5 times, 3 catches for 62 yards.
I would give Rodgers credit. He has said obstinately from camp when people were doing these, should he play left tackle? He's a tight end. He's a weapon. I believe in him. And when you have somebody that can get him the ball on the move like Rodgers can, instead of he has to stand still and catch it, works pretty well.
One of the other Rodgers misses too. He did throw one a bit high for the big fella, and if he hauls
let
that
him
in
too much too on
there's,
one.
What, one defender there?
But he also trusts him. He threw him on, a third down. He got him with a little quick hitter, too. Darnell Washington is only human. You don't think it helps when the quarterback gets him the ball that when he's blocking, he's going to be even more of a maniac? I just think it all works very, very nicely together, and he has been a beast.
Donnie, game ball number two.
Malzy, you highlight this one. You put a couple of stars next to it. Broderick Jones gets a game ball.
I'm two for two, baby. I'm two for two.
The big fella gets a game ball. He put Mean Miles on a milk carton.
I'm getting a little emotional.
Here's Aaron Rodgers on Broderick Jones.
Well, I think he took, hopefully he wasn't reading it, but I feel like probably there's some negative, based on the questions I was getting, I think week three, some negative thoughts out there about how he was playing. I got a lot of confidence in him. I really enjoy his energy. Sometimes I try and kick him in the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. A little bit in practice to get going, but I like his positivity, and I like he's always like the first one to come celebrate with me on the field. I appreciate that, and I appreciate him rising to the challenge this week. Obviously, you're playing a generational type player like that. There's not going to be a ton of one-on-ones. We're going to throw different things at him. I thought we did a good job with tight ends, various body types, and running backs out there trying to chip him just to kind of slow him down. But when he had singles. I felt like Brad, I got to look at the film, but it seemed like he played pretty well.
Not in PFF size. He had a 16.7 pass blocking grade, somehow not the lowest on the team. Spencer Anderson was given an 8.
Yeah, they can get effed.
Each guy was charted as having allowed one quarterback hit, so that was the only pressure each guy allowed. Our guy Operation Shutdown, Derek Bell, he put out a rep of Garrett versus Jones one-on-one. And I felt like a proud father in sports talk terms because Garrett just tries to bull rush him. He got his hands on him, dropped the old anchor, and just stood his ass up. And that's what you draft a guy as a first-round left tackle to do when you actually let him play left tackle. I retweeted it, folks. It's one rep, but that's what he's capable of. One of the three best guys in the league coming off the edge with a head of steam, and he just got stonewalled.
I think they sucked the life out of Myles Garrett. You heard him after the game. I think he was taking plays off in the second half. I think he was over it. I think he saw the writing on the wall early
in the
game.
Hold on, Pony.
They
made sure he had an ankle, that he was on the injury report with a little dinged up ankle before the game.
Just like his asthma got the best of him the game here last year. Donnie, game ball number one. Let's see if we go three for three.
Donnie, I'm so proud of you for giving my guy Broderick.
He deserved one. I gave him my second one, too.
Jalen Ramsey. We did it again.
Yeah, look.
You guys are such ball knowers, man.
I really thought we would differ up a little bit here.
I agree.
Maybe with a Herbig or a Queen.
You could have given Metcalf one. Rodgers threw one ridiculously bad pass.
Probably.
But you could have given a bunch of guys.
I Ramsey does, he gets a little bit extra for me because he probably shouldn't even have played.
Exactly.
Well, the question was.
And then he plays and he's
he was the best guy on the field.
The question was, are they going to save him for Thursday and sacrifice this game as a result?
Here he is on having more sacks than Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt combined.
Felt good. I'm going to probably tell my kids about this. I played in a game with T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett, and I had 2 sacks. That's crazy, huh? That's crazy. So, it was my first time in my whole career having 2 sacks in one game. So, that's pretty cool, too.
He was everywhere.
I'm going to throw this one out, too, Donnie. I like the pick by both of you. You guys are, in lockstep. Attitude is a huge part of it. We were led to believe that he was a little bit high maintenance too. He's come in, and I use this term and laugh about it sometimes when everybody gets called a dog. He has come in and been an absolute dog on that side. Almost called him McKenzie. Minkah Fitzpatrick has been an actual dog, like rolling over and playing dead for Miami. He has not been very good down there.
What an awesome trade.
And I know Jonnu hasn't gotten integrated that much into their offense. A little bit yesterday, a little bit more. Ramsey has just been an unbelievable, like, you know what he's reminded me of, Pony? He's also been the, like, sometimes the best player. Joey Porter was the heart or the soul, whatever you'd want to call it, of those Steelers defenses. He probably wasn't ever the best. Maybe in one individual year, you could say he might have been the best player here or there. But he was the dude who lit the fire game after game for them.
Yep.
That's what Ramsey kind of reminds me of. He's the dude lighting the fire and then making all the right plays.
And they didn't really like Minka. Mercurial guy. Not really
outgoing. Too much like a coach. Kind of like a jerk.
Yeah. What a tremendous, tremendous trade. And I couldn't agree more with Donnie's game balls. Darnell Washington 3, Broderick Jones 2, Jalen Ramsey 1.
So is that 2 weeks in a row? We've had
clean
all three.
Sweeps. Last week, well, yeah, last week there were none, but it was Gainwell, Metcalf, last Peyton game. Wilson. Is that not the platonic ideal of Steelers game balls, though? A primary blocking tight end, an offensive lineman, and a safety. What more do people here want out of you, big dog?
Yeah. How was the tailgate yesterday, Donnie? Good?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that time for me is limited because I go over to the casino, do the show. But I normally get about 90 minutes.
I saw intern Jack and his dad before the game, and his dad said of Malzi, quote, "I find myself agreeing with him. He is a voice of reason."
That's high praise.
A voice of reason, I believe was the exact quote.
Ball knowers understand it. Game recognized game.
Yeah.
Just how it is.
Maybe you'll run into Adrian at the next tailgate and he'll say the same thing.
I saw Pony, and I think within 3 seconds of seeing him, he started arguing with me about Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts again.
Correct.
Well, that's very on brand. Yeah. That's, what do you expect here?
Yes, because, again, one guy good in big games, one guy bad.
And one guy's a two-time Hall of Famer, or a two-time MVP and going to be a Hall of Famer if he retired today. And then the other is Jalen Hurts.
If Jalen Hurts were to win another Super Bowl as a member of, like, a loaded Eagles team, what the hell? They have to put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
He's better than Jim Plunkett.
Jim Plunkett's not in the Hall of Fame.
I know. That's what I mean. He's a lot better than a guy who won 2 Super Bowls and isn't in. He'd have to go in.
I just think it's interesting that Hurts gets punished for being on a good team and outplaying Patrick Mahomes in 2 Super Bowls.
I do agree with, I think, intern Jack on this, though. If you somehow grafted Lamar onto the Eagles, I don't know if they'd ever lose a football game. I genuinely think they could just go 17-0 multiple times.
That was Donnie Football's Game Balls.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.